Hey, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maaseh, so we're going to be learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So the Mishnah is going to talk about when a person is working with olives and onions, and you know, whereas the previous Mishnah spoke about a person who was working with figs, and if he's able to eat without being mafresh Shumas and Maaseh. So it's pretty much just a parallel of that, and just in terms of working with other types of fruits, olives and vegetables, onions. Let's say you hire a worker to work with your olive trees. So if you tell him that I'm going to give you olives to eat, meaning you're speaking of a case where he's not min haTorah, you know, automatically you're not obligated to give him olives to eat min haTorah, but you're giving it to him anyway. So since you're giving it to him anyway, this is considered like a gift. So ochel echad echad pater, he can eat one at a time, and he's part from separating Shumas and Maaseh because it's not a mechira, it's a gift that you're giving to him. But if he combines and he has two or more olives together before he eats them, then he has to separate Shumas and Maaseh because it's the same thing that we said in the last Mishnah, that at that point it's considered to be a Gemar Melacha and it's going to be Chayiv. Nakish, but tell them if you hire a worker to pull out the weeds from an onion patch, can you say that I'm going to do this? The worker says to the balabas that I'm going to do this only al menas, that I'm allowed to eat the leaves of the onion plants. So mekartim ala olava ochel, he could take out one leaf at a time and eat it without being mafresh maisos. I said it wrong before. Meaning the case of the olives and the case of the onions is that he makes it a condition of his he makes it part of his compensation package, and since it's part of his compensation, that is a mechira, and since it is a mechira, it's kover for maestros, but only if there was a gemar melacha. Because mechira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only kover for maestros when there's a gemar melacha. So gemar melacha could be just putting two of them together. That's enough of a gemar melacha for the mechira to have been kover for maestros. So that's true by olives and it's true by onions as well. So now Mishnah Dalid. What if a person finds stuff that you got to be mafresh maestros from? So do you assume that it had a gemar malacha or not? So matzik tzios bederech, you find cut figs that are on the derech. So clearly, if they were cut, that means that they were meant to be dried. So because they cut them open a little bit to allow the juices to sort of seep out of them, so that they could dry more quickly. So afilu b'tzad sedei ketzios, even if you find them right next to a field full of cut figs that were put out to dry, so it seems like it must have come from that field. Or if you see a fig tree that branches are hanging over the derech, and there are some figs beneath the fig tree, so clearly it seems to be that those figs came from the tree above. Mutaras mishum gezel, you're allowed to take those figs, and it's not a violation of stealing to take them. It's considered to be hefker, it's not stealing. Upturas minamaisu, and because it's hefker, it's part of a maestros, because hefker is not chayv in maestros, meaning we assume that the guy who owned them has totally been miyayesh on getting them back. So if you find an aveda and there's an assumption of yeyush, so then it becomes hefker and you're allowed to take it. So when there are figs sitting at the side of the road, the owner doesn't think he's ever going to get those figs back. So if they fell from a tree, they get dirty and they get gross, and the owner doesn't think he's going to get those back. So since the owner can't prove to you in any way that those actually belong to him, he's totally miyayish, so he's not going to get them back, and therefore you're allowed to take them, and therefore they're potter from maestros. But when it comes to olives, when it comes to charuvim, when it comes to caribs, if you find them underneath an olive or a carob tree, so then we do not consider them hefker, because the zesim and charuvim could be identified more easily, meaning the charuvim and the zesim look a little different when they grow on one tree versus another tree. So if they look more like the zesim and charuvim that grow on his trees, he'll be able to prove that they in fact belong to him. Now the Mishnah transitions to talking about a person finding dried figs where you do have to be mafresh maestros. So not next to a field of dried figs, you find them somewhere else. So there's no way to be able to know who the owner is. So they are hefker, and you're allowed to keep them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have to be mafresh maestros. Hefker stuff is potter for maestros if it was hefker before it had a gemar malacha. But once it had a gemar malacha, and it became chayiv in maestros, it became tevel, the fact that it subsequently became hefker does not take away the chayiv of maestros. So the whole issue over here is going to be, when can you make the assumption that they already had a gemar melacha prior to being lost, so that they are still chayiv in maestros? And when can you make the assumption that they did not have a gemar melacha prior to being lost, and therefore they are pater from maestros? So matzah krokros, if you find dried figs, and you don't know exactly if it had a gemar melacha or not, so im darsu rov bnei adam chayiv. If most people already had squashed their figs into and pressed them into barrels, so then you have to assume that they already had a gemar melacha, and therefore the chayiv in maestros. V'im lav, but if most of the people in the city haven't yet pressed their figs into barrels, you can assume this one also hasn't been pressed into barrels yet, and therefore pater. It didn't have a gemar melacha, and it's pater from maestros because it became hefker before it ever had a gemar melacha. Matzah pilchei devela. If you find pieces of that are cut off from a fig cake, chayiv. It's chayiv in maestros. Sheyado shein midvar gamol, because if it's a piece that was cut off from a fig cake, that means it was cut off from something that had a gemar melacha. Then the Mishnah talks about another halacha relating to using bucks or to using caribs before the gemar melacha happened. When it comes to bucks, or before you put them in a pile on top of your roof, you could take some down from the roof for your animal to eat, and that's not obligated in Shumas and Maisos. It's a moser, because whatever is the animal doesn't eat, you're going to put right back up on top of the roof anyway. So since it's not yet a gemar melacha, you're allowed to feed your animal. Now notice, it doesn't distinguish, the Mishnah does not distinguish between if your animal is eating a little bit or your animal is eating a lot, because that doesn't make an ounce of difference. Meaning, the whole difference between snacking and eating an achilas keva is only when a human being is eating. But if an animal is eating, there's no difference between snacking versus having an achilas keva. So to quickly review what we learned, in Mishnah Gimel we said that if you hire someone to work with your olives and or with your buckser, and you made it part of his compensation, so that's considered a mechira, and therefore it's kover from Iser, provided that he has two at a time. And if he has only one at a time, then it's going to be okay. Then it's going to be mutter. Mishnah Dalet taught us a number of halachos. First, that if you find ktzios on the road, even next to a sdei ktzios, you find figs that are underneath a fig tree, it's hefker, and therefore you're allowed to take them. It's not gezel, and they're not going to be chayiv in maestros. But when it comes to zesim and charuvim, it's not hefker, and therefore you're not allowed to take them, and they are chayiv in maestros. If you find grogros, so and you're trying to figure out, did it have a gemar melacha before it became hefker or not? So if you know that the majority of the community has already fully processed their stuff, so you assume that this was fully processed also and already had a gemar melacha and is chayiv in maestros. If the majority of the community has not fully processed them, then you can assume this is not fully processed and is pater. If it was a piece of a fig cake that was cut off, so then obviously it was fully processed already. And when it comes to charuvin that are going to be put on the rooftop to be piled together, but it's not yet, did not yet have a gemar melacha, you're allowed to take them down from the roof and feed it to your animals, because that's considered an achilas arai, even if an animal is eating a lot of it, and as long as you put the extras back on the roof. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up from there.